Hey everyone, we got an interesting one to deep dive into today.
Yeah, this one looks like it could be pretty impactful.
This article, Beyond UX UI, preparing for the AI agent era, has got me wondering, are we about to say goodbye to like all those buttons and menus and stuff?
It really makes you think about the future of software, huh? It seems like the article is saying that we're moving towards a future where software mostly talks to other software.
So, like, instead of me clicking around and figuring things out on my own, I'd have these AI agents doing all the work for me in the background.
Yeah, like invisible assistants working behind the scenes on all our apps. So that means we need to change how we design software. Instead of focusing on interfaces for humans, we need to be building things that these AI agents can use.
I think I get it. So if the AI is going to be interacting with the software, we need to make sure it can actually understand how to do that.
Yeah, exactly. The article talks a lot about APIs and how they're like the key to making this whole thing work.
Okay, so back up a second. Remind me what an API is again.
Oh, sure. An API is basically a way for different pieces of software to talk to each other. It's like a common language that they can both understand.
Okay, so it's not just about making APIs. It's about making them really, really good so that AI agents can use them to do all sorts of complex tasks.
Right. Like, one example they give is modularity. Think about an AI that needs to book a flight for you. It would need to talk to a bunch of different services like airlines, hotels, ride-sharing apps. And if all those APIs are designed in a modular way, the AI can just pick and choose the pieces it needs to get the job done.
So it's kind of like building with Legos. You can combine different pieces to make anything you want.
Exactly. And then there's the whole thing about context awareness.
Yeah.
You know how your music app suggests songs based on what you've listened to before?
Mm-hmm.
AI agents need to be able to do that too. They need APIs that understand what's going on and what the user wants.
Right. So the API can't just be a bunch of random commands. It needs to be smart enough to know what's happening and what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
This is starting to sound like we're building AI brains instead of just apps.
Ooh.
And speaking of AI brains, the article mentions OpenAI's Codex as a great example of this AI agent era.
Oh yeah, Codex is amazing. Imagine you're trying to do something complicated in Excel. Instead of messing around with all those formulas, you could just tell Codex what you want, and it would do it for you.
Wait, really? So I could just say like, hey, Codex, make me a sales report for this quarter with all the important trends and stuff, and it would just do it.
Exactly. It would go through all your data, figure out the important stuff, and give you a perfectly formatted report with all the insights you need.
I'm sold. No more struggling with Excel for me. And I bet this could work for all sorts of other software, too. Like, what about Photoshop? The article talks about that, too.
Oh, yeah. Photoshop is another great example. Instead of spending hours tweaking images, you could just tell an AI agent what you want.
So, like, create a banner image for my website with a sunset background and some text that says, adventure awaits.
Yep. And then the AI could use something like Stable Diffusion or Adobe Firefly to come up with a bunch of different options and even make sure the image fits your brand and looks good on different screen sizes.
Wow, that would free up so much time and energy to focus on the more creative stuff. Okay. I'm starting to see the potential here, but now I'm wondering, does this mean that software like Excel and Photoshop are going to disappear completely?
That's a good question. The article doesn't really say that they'll go away entirely, but it does suggest that they might become more specialized tools, mostly used by AI agents in the background.
So like how we still have command line interfaces, but most people use graphical interfaces because they're easier.
Exactly. Traditional interfaces might still be around, but their main purpose would be to support the AI agents that are doing all the real work. It's a pretty big shift in how we think about software. We're going from doing things ourselves to having AI agents do them for us. But that just raises even more questions, like what skills will we need in this new world? How do we make sure these AI agents are doing the right thing? And what does this mean for jobs? All great questions. And luckily, the article dives deeper into those topics too. In fact, it introduces this whole concept of agent interaction design, or AID.
Okay, I'm listening. What is AID and how does it fit into all this AI stuff?
It's basically a new way of thinking about design. A set of principles for building systems that are meant to work well with AI agents. It all starts with understanding that we need to design things from the AI's perspective, not just our own.
So instead of asking, how would a human use this? We need to be asking, how would an AI agent use this?
Exactly. And that brings us to the first principle of AID, agent-first thinking. But actually, before we get into the details of AID, did you notice that the article came with some extra resources?
Oh, yeah. It's got that dynamically generated supplement with all the links to other articles and research papers. It's like they curated a reading list for anyone who wants to go deeper down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, there's this one article called Designing for Human-AI Collaboration in the Age of Ambient Intelligence that talks about how AI might become integrated into everything around us.
So it's not just about building specific apps. It's about how AI is going to change the way we live and work and interact with the world.
Okay, I'm officially hooked.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this AID framework and see what it's all about.
Okay, so that first principle of agent interaction design, agent first thinking, is kind of like a mind shift for us.
Yeah, we've been so used to designing for how things look that we haven't really thought about how AI would use it.
Exactly. We got to start by really getting AI, and then we can build systems that work well for them. Like, AI is amazing at handling huge amounts of data, so we should be giving them access to all that data through those APIs we were talking about. That makes sense. If we want AI to make good decisions, it needs the right info. But what about how it looks? Don't we still want things to look nice?
That's where the second principle comes in, simplicity over aesthetics. For AI agents, it's way more important that things work well than that they look pretty.
So you're saying it doesn't matter if the API has a bunch of fancy graphics and animations, it's more about being organized and efficient.
Right. AI doesn't care about flashy designs. It needs clear information and predictable behavior. Think about trying to read a book where every page is covered in doodles. It would be impossible to focus.
I get it. We're basically making it easier for AI to understand and use the software by keeping things simple. So we're streamlining how AI and software communicate.
Exactly. And that leads us to the third principle, human collaboration. Even though AI will be doing a lot of the work, we still need to make sure humans and AI can work together smoothly.
So it's not about replacing humans. It's about humans and AI working as a team.
Right. The article talks about two important parts of this collaboration, approval workflows and insight explanations.
Can you explain those a bit more? What's an approval workflow?
Okay, so imagine an AI agent that writes marketing copy for your website. You can do all the research and come up with great headlines and product descriptions. But before that copy goes live, a human would look it over to make sure it's on brand and sounds right.
So the AI does the hard work, but a human has the final say to maintain quality and make sure everything is consistent.
Exactly. It's all about using the strengths of both humans and AI to get the best results.
And what about insight explanations? How do they help with collaboration?
So let's say an AI is looking at your sales data and it notices a drop in sales for one of your products. Instead of just showing you a bunch of graphs, the AI could actually explain what it thinks is going on.
So it's not just showing you the data, it's helping you understand what the data means.
Exactly. Uh-huh. That way you can make better decisions based on the AI's insights.
This all sounds great in theory, but I'm sure there are challenges too. What are some of the things that make this human-AI collaboration difficult to design?
One big challenge is figuring out how much transparency is enough. We need to be able to understand how AI is making decisions, but we don't want to overload people with too much technical info.
It's like finding that sweet spot between trust and understanding.
Yeah, exactly. Another challenge is designing for flexibility. Technology changes so fast, so we need to make sure AI can adapt to new situations and keep learning.
So it's not just about programming AI with a set of rules. It's about giving it the ability to learn and grow over time.
Right. And of course, we can't forget about security. As AI gets more powerful, we need to make sure it's secure and that people's data is protected.
Especially since AI will be dealing with important information and making decisions that could have a big impact. It seems like this AI agent era is more than just a tech upgrade. It's making us rethink our whole relationship with technology and think about the ethics involved. What are your thoughts on that?
I totally agree. As we give AI more responsibility, we need to be very careful about the values we're building into these systems. We need to make sure they're aligned with human values and used for good.
It's like technology is a tool, and it's up to us to decide how to use it.
Well said. Remember all that extra stuff the article linked to? I think our listener might be interested in that. Design Ops, Beyond Humans, the Rise of AI-Powered Design Tools article.
Oh, yeah. What was that one about?
It's all about how AI is already changing how we design things. Imagine AI tools that can create mock-ups, suggest color palettes, and do all the boring parts of design work for you.
So it's not just about AI using software. It's about AI making the software itself. Designers and developers need to read that one for sure.
Absolutely. And there's another article called The Rise of AI, What It Means for User Experience, which looks at how AI is changing the way we interact with technology as a whole.
It seems like the main takeaway is that this isn't just about new technology. It's a whole new way for humans and machines to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Are we like on the edge of another tech revolution?
It sure feels like it. And like any revolution, there are going to be some bumps along the way. But there's also a lot of excitement. The potential for AI to make our lives better and do things we never thought possible is pretty amazing.
I'm definitely excited about the possibilities. But we should probably talk about the downsides, too. Like, what about people losing their jobs or AI being used for bad things?
You're right. We need to look at this with both the good and the bad in mind. It's important to be realistic about the potential risks of AI and make sure we're developing it responsibly.
So we need like a roadmap, a guide for how to handle this new world. And maybe that's what this agent interaction design is all about. Could aid be the key to making sure AI and humans can work together without one replacing the other?
That's a great question, and I think the article leaves us to think about that. It's definitely a step in the right direction, but it's just the start of a much bigger conversation about how we design and use technology in this AI-driven future.
Mm.
And it's up to all of us to decide what that future looks like.
That's a good point. Technology is a reflection of our values and our choices as a society. And as we move into this new era of AI, we have a chance to shape it in a way that benefits everyone.
Well said. And speaking of shaping the future, there's still so much more to explore in that dynamic supplement we were talking about.
I know it's a lot to take in, but it's all really interesting. This AI agent era is such a complex topic, and it's going to take some time to really wrap our heads around it.
It's a journey of discovery, and we're all on it together.
Yeah.
So let's keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep exploring, because we get to decide what the future looks like.
I love that. So as we go deeper into this AI world, I want to hear from you, our listener. What are you most curious about? What excites you? What worries you?
Let us know your thoughts, your hopes, your concerns, because this is a conversation we all need to be having.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time for another exploration of the world of ideas. It's pretty wild to think about how this AI agent thing is going to change how we learn and work.
Yeah, it really is. It's like we're taking another step in human evolution. Now, it's not just about how smart we are, but how well we can work with AI.
Totally. Imagine if we didn't have to spend years learning complicated software. We could just tell an AI what we want, and it would handle all the technical stuff.
Then we could focus on the creative stuff and solving problems. Our skills would be even more valuable because we wouldn't be limited by tech anymore.
It's like AI would become an extension of our brains, letting us think and create in totally new ways.
And that could lead to breakthroughs in every field you can imagine, from science to art to making the world a better place.
But it also makes me wonder about jobs. If AI can do so many things that humans do now, what happens to all the workers?
That's a tough question, and there isn't one clear answer. Some people think AI will create more jobs than it takes away. Others aren't so sure.
I've heard that we'll need a lot more people who can train AI and make sure it's ethical and figure out how humans and AI can work together.
Those jobs will definitely be important, but I think it's bigger than that. It's about being able to adapt and learn new things quickly and being comfortable working with AI.
So it's not just about coding or using certain software. It's about being a lifelong learner and being open to working with AI.
Exactly. And that's where education comes in. We need to teach kids how to be flexible and collaborate with AI so they're ready for whatever the future holds.
It's like we're giving them a toolkit for their minds so they can handle whatever changes come their way.
And to understand the ethics of AI, because these systems are getting more and more powerful.
That reminds me of that article we saw about the role of human-centered design in the era of artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah. That one was really interesting. It talked about how important it is to keep human values in mind when we're designing AI.
So it's not just about making AI efficient. It's about making sure it aligns with our morals and helps us achieve our goals as a society.
Right. We need to think about fairness, transparency, accountability.
And make sure this technology benefits everyone, not just a few.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that we have a choice in how we develop AI. We can choose to let it control us, or we can choose to use it to empower ourselves.
That's a really important point. It's easy to get caught up in all the hype. But we can't forget that we created AI, and we have a responsibility to use it for good.
Absolutely. The future isn't set in stone. We're shaping it with every decision we make, every line of code we write, every conversation we have about AI.
That's both exciting and a little scary. This whole AI agent thing is such a huge change. It feels like we're at a crossroads.
It is a time of huge potential, but also one that requires us to be thoughtful and careful.
It's a time to come together, share our ideas, learn from each other, and work together to create a future where humans and AI can both thrive.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to thank you, our listener, for coming along with us on this exploration.
We hope this has gotten you thinking and maybe even a little bit challenged your ideas about the future.
The most important thing to remember is that this future isn't happening to us. We're creating it together.
So let's keep talking, keep sharing, and keep working together to build a future where AI helps us reach our full potential as humans.
Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep exploring the amazing world of ideas.